Hello, everyone. This is Mary Jean Marcus, creator and founder of Women Uplifting Women. Welcome to our Coffee Chat podcast. I just want to share a little bit about what Women Uplifting Women is about. I founded and created this back in 2009, and God gave me this mission, and it is founded on His Word in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, where it says and instructs us to encourage, to admonish, exhort one another, to edify, strengthen, and build up one another. And the vision that God gave me back then and still is today is to build a global army of women uplifting women. And that is a beautiful, powerful thing, is that, you know, with today's technology, we can literally do that. We are doing that. No matter where you are in this world, we can reach one another, we can encourage one another, uplift one another, and it's a powerful thing. So also, I'd like to invite you to join us on our other social media sites. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and I especially invite you to join us on our group. It's Women Uplifting Women group, and it's a safe, wonderful place where we post daily to uplift and to encourage one another. You know, it's a wonderful way to start your day, just seeking God and seeking, you know, a word from Him, a direction from Him. So it's a powerful, uplifting place. So I invite you to go there and also join us. You can visit us on our website. It's thewomenupliftingwomen.com. And it's the word THEV, womenupliftingwomen.com. So go on there, and we have all of the social media sites on there that you can click on and go straight to them and join us and like us and become a member of our group and become part of what we're doing. So that is that. And I wanted to just, I have had something on my heart, and today's topic is, you are precious. Have you ever been told how precious and awesome you are? And that came about within my heart some weeks ago. I had gone out. We had gone out to brunch. My daughters and I had gone out to a brunch celebrating my last and fourth daughter's high school graduation. And so we were celebrating, and one of my daughters invited a friend of hers to join us. And it was a wonderful time together. And so in our conversation, we just started talking and having a good time. And, you know, one topic leads to another in conversations. And when you're meeting people, you ask questions. And so this one young lady, and it just broke my heart. And so that's why I'm sharing today is, you know, she was opening up with us and sharing that she had just gotten out of and this is a young lady in her late 20s. And she had just gotten out of a very bad relationship, abusive relationship with a gentleman, not so gentleman, but a guy. And, so she was sharing with us the situation, and she really opened up her heart to us. And at one point in the conversation, I was encouraging her. We all were, but I was encouraging her to move on and to seek what God has for her. And I told her, I said, you know, you are so precious and you are awesome. You are beautiful and you are deserving of God's best for your life. And it's okay to move on. And it's okay to take your time to, you know, not rush into relationships. Take your time for you. Take your time for God. As a single person, you can do that. You can devote your time to God and to building yourself up. And so at the point where I told her that she was precious and deserving of God's best, she had a blank look on her face, and she was looking at me, and she shared, she said, oh my gosh, she was pretty much in tears. And she said, oh my goodness, I've never been told this. She had never been told how precious and how beautiful and deserving she is. She says, she told us, my own mother has never told me that. And so it was a moment where we all were very silent at the table and everyone's listening and sharing. And so it was, we ended up the brunch and we said our goodbyes and God bless yous. And she was very appreciative of those words and the encouragement. And so on our way home, my youngest daughter, the one that just graduated from high school, she says, "Mom, I'm so surprised that this girl has never been told how precious she is." She says, it's just foreign to, it was something very foreign to her because she's grown up, all my daughters have grown up being told these things and how precious they are. And it's okay to want more in life. And so she was surprised. She had never met up with a young lady, especially that age, that had never been told these things. And so it stayed with my heart all these weeks. And so I thought, you know, God, in my conversation with God, I thought, you know, if this young lady had never been told how precious and awesome and deserving she is, I'm sure there are so many others out there who have never been told these things. So that's what this podcast is about. If you, listener, right now, you have never been told that how precious you are, I'm here to tell you right now. And I want you to take these words, take them to heart, and know that this is truth. And it is a powerful truth that can revamp and help you in your life. I want you to know, I am telling you, as a woman, as a mother, as a grandmother, that you, lady listening to this right now, you are precious, you are awesome, and you are deserving of God's very best in every area of your life. God has made you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He has made you blessed in the city and blessed in the field. He has given you all that you need for your life to succeed and to be happy and joyful. And He gives you the desires of your heart. And I want you to know that you are deserving. And I want you to go a step above and take the little sticky notes, you know, that you can get at the store, very inexpensive. Write yourself notes and affirmations for every day, and you stick those affirmations on your refrigerator, on your mirror, wherever it is that you go to. And you write on those sticky notes, "You are awesome. You are precious. You are the apple of God's eye, and you are loved, and you are deserving of God's very best." So whatever it is that you need to let go of in your life to move on to the next level, you do it. Let go of that toxic relationship. Whatever it is that is holding you back, those bad habits, let them go so that you can become all that God has, that God wants you to be, that you are deserving of. He desires for you to live a beautiful, happy, and strong life. So I want you to know how awesome you are, and I want you to also think of all those women and all those young girls in your sphere of influence, in your circle, in your neighborhood, in your churches, in your family, your grandchildren, your own children, your nieces, your cousins, the little girls in the church that are seeking God. I want you to reach out and be that light to their lives as well. Sometimes we take it for granted, or we think that we are being told that women and children are being told these things, and we're not. So reach out to them and you let them know how precious and awesome and deserving they are, how beautiful they are, how smart they are. And you pay it forward. You pay it forward in your communities. So I just want to end it with this. I just want you to know without a shadow of a doubt how precious you are and awesome you are. You are beautiful, and you take the steps to grow and to change and to become all that God wants you to be and all that He needs for you to be. Because someone needs what you have to say. Someone needs what's inside of you. And you are precious and you are beautiful and you are awesome. So go out there and let your light shine. And I just want to encourage you with these things. And I hope that it was a blessing to you all. And I just know that there are so many women out there, so many beautiful young ladies and children who are not being told these things. And I want to be that voice in your life. I would love to encourage you and to just uplift you and wish you the very best that God has for you. So with that, I'm going to end this podcast and share this podcast with other women and young ladies out there that don't take it for granted or think that they've been told these things. And a lot of them are in tough situations in life. And they don't realize that they can get out of them. They can get themselves out of them. They don't have to be putting up with abuse and ugly things in their lives because God does not want that for them. He wants the very best for them. So share this with others. And you out there, you go out into your communities and you be a blessing. Let your light shine. So God bless you all. And we'll see you or talk next time on the podcast. God bless you all. Bye.